Christian last name is Rubino. First name is Severino. Date of visit is September 13, 2023. Christian tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury or stuff. It was in 1979. Patient tells me that that there was this military police gave him a ticket because he was out of uniform. First up, patient tells me that the military police subsequently hit his head. Patient tells me that he had injury from the military police because the military police. Hit his head. First up, he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he told me that he woke up in the hospital. First up, he told me he does not know how long he was out of consciousness. First up, however, he had to be staying in the hospital for 3 days. First up, patient was treated for head injury. First up, there was no surgery done. First up, when he woke up, the conversation severe headaches, confusion, disorientation, and lightheadedness. First up, Ms. Greva, my patient currently has significant daily headaches. First up, he also has significant daily dizziness. First up, his memory is also poor. First up, he's got a very poor memory. First up, he has had significant forgetfulness. First up, he also has loss of concentration. First up, patient. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's now retired. First up, he's doing babysitting jobs. Next paragraph. A MoCA examination score was 24 out of 30. First up, a patient missed one on attention. First up, a patient missed one on serious sevens. First up, a patient missed a four on delay recall. First up, a patient has a poor delay recall. First up, the next paragraph of this marks again a patient. Patient's last name is Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. First name is J-U-A-N. Date of visit is September 13, 2023. Next to her, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in 2011, during the summertime, a patient was off the coast of Hawaii. First up, a patient tells me that he was in the amphibian assault vehicle. First up, a patient tells me that the amphibian assault vehicle flipped over. First up, it flipped upside down. First up, a patient tells me that the vehicle hit his head. First up, a patient tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient was dazed, confused, disoriented. First up, patient has severe headache. First up, patient tells me that he persistently having confusion, disorientation, headache, and dizziness throughout that day and that night. First up, the next paragraph, patient, a second event in 2014, patient was off the coast of Southern California, according to the patient. First up, patient was doing retrieval work. First up, a patient tells me that he slipped and hit the right face and right temple. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, and next paragraph, a patient had his third episode in 2016. First up, a patient tells me that he was off the coast in Philippines. First up, a patient was on another amphibian assault vehicle. First up, patient tells me that it was under typhoon condition. First up, there was this big wave, and caused his vehicle to catch fire. First up, patient tells me that he hit his head. Because there was such a big wave. First up, patient tells me that he lost consciousness for a few minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, the next paragraph. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he is currently a full-time student. Patient tells me that he has significant cognitive deficit. He has poor memory. A patient has significant forgetfulness. Patient tells me that he has these blank out event. First up, a patient has severe headache every day. First up, a patient has got decreased ability to concentrate. First up, next paragraph, Mocha, next paragraph, Mocha exam, a patient, sorry, next paragraph, patient currently is a full-time student. First up, a patient tells me that he just got out of the Air Force. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant difficulty with his coursework. A comma because of the poor memory, comma constant headaches. Of course, the headache affecting his concentration and focus. Of course, the patient tells me that he's not able to do well in school as a full-time student. Of course, the patient also intermittent blackout. Of course, next part of a MOCA exam. Next part of a MOCA examination. MOC and MOCA examination score today is 18 out of 30. For some of patient missed one on letter. Patient missed one on attention. Sorry, patient missed one. Tapping with his hands at each letter A. First up, a patient missed three on serial seven. So first up, a patient missed one on language. So first up, a patient missed one on letter F as in Frank. So first up, a patient missed five on delay recall. First up, a patient missed one on city. First up, his score is 18 out of 30. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that patients sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that there were three incidents in which he hit his head and caused a loss of consciousness. So first up, the first episode, 2011, a comma off the coast of Hawaii. First up, patient was on this amphibian assault vehicle, which slipped over and hit his head, and he had immediate loss of consciousness. So first up, he woke up confused, disoriented. So first up, the second episode was in 2014 off the coast of Southern California. First up, a patient tells me that he hit the right face, a comma had immediate loss of consciousness. So first up, in 2016, a patient was off the coast of Philippines. The first up, patient was an amphibian assault vehicle. First up, there was a big typhoon wave. A comma flipped his vehicle over and caused the vehicle to fire. First up, patient tells me that he hit his head. A comma and had immediate loss of consciousness. A first up, patient tells me that when he woke up, a comma patient was confused, disoriented. A first up, next comma, and currently he's having significant symptoms with memory and memory. So patient definitely have a poor. A memory. First up, a MOCA examination. Comma, patient missed all five on delay recall. First up, a MOCA examination score was 18 out of 30. First up, first up, patient has constant headaches. So first up, patient has had headaches every day. First up, patient has a forgetfulness every day. First up, patient has a significant difficulty to concentrate and focus. So first up, patient is not able to co-focus and concentrate on his schoolwork as a full-time student. So first up, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury as he had a loss of consciousness three times, a comma, followed by headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, he currently has significant memory deficits. So first up, he has a poor memory, difficulty focus, headaches. First up, these are all kinds of symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, that describes the patient.